Sean Hall, otherwise known as the Harpoonist. He has a brand new single out. Tansy, and welcome to 89.3 The Raven, Sean.
Yes, thank you for having me. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, so looking at some of your previous work here, and you know, you come from the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. That duo, can you tell our listeners a little bit about how you transformed from that into the Harpoonist and what kind of sets the two apart?
If you think of the nature of my band name, Harpoonist the Axe Murderer, we've been going, that was me and Matt Rogers, we've been going for 18 years plus. It was kind of like a Transformers thing. It was like a kid's-like decision. I'm like, oh, our band name is actually separable. And I've been traveling across the Western Hemisphere for ages, doing shows, blowing harps, singing blues, soul, roots, and all that kind of stuff. It was a no-brainer, and it also allowed me to still, you know, have an alias so I could be this kind of, you know, whatever, blues or rock and roll superhero without just using, you know, there's nothing wrong with my name, but that's why I ended up just separating that. And a lot, you know, you can dive into different characters, right? That's why people have all these monikers.
But this new project, you got a pretty big collaborator on this one, and that one, of course, being Gordy Johnson from Big Sugar. How was it like working with Gordy, and how did that all come about?
It was unbelievable. I was a kid in the candy store because I got to do it down in Dripping Springs, Texas, down on his ranch, and stay there for a couple weeks and do the record, you know, out in the rolling hillside of just, you know, 20 minutes outside Austin, if I could set the scene. But it was during the pandemic, he was doing all these collaborations with people like Colin James and probably Colin Linden and Steve Mariner. And he was doing these songs where he'd be in his studio, they'd be in their studio. And so we did Get Out My Life, Woman by Lee Dorsey. And that started our conversation going back and forth. And then I would just call him and pick his brains on how to get all sorts of wicked room tones in my studio because he's, you know, it's Gordy Johnson.
He's Gordy Johnson,
yeah. he's had such a definitive, iconic sound in his guitar tone and his production, drums and vocals and everything for, you know, over 30 years. So I would, you know, we just started chatting, you know, almost every day. And then I would play him stuff on the piano and then just send him that. And that's how Show Me the Green kind of came out. I just threw up a couple room mics and it's got this really boomy, it has a different sound than the rest of the record because I did my part in the Nanaimo and he was down in Texas. And then the rest of the record was done in Texas. So this one was the one that just sort of started the whole motion.
Awesome. Now, you know, you brought me to Show Me the Green. For our listeners who haven't heard it yet, we're going to get to the track here right away. But describe, how can you describe Show Me the Green if you're about to intro the song?
I would say Show Me the Green is probably the neatest OG mashup between Big Sugar and Harpoonist. And it's like, what are the iconic sounds that he's known for? And he brings them in this like stinging Spirit of the Sky kind of guitar tone and just like his signature production. And I'm, you know, I was like, well, I'm going to just throw down what I've made my living with, you know, in terms of my raw harp tone and not going through an amp and just like, this is the real deal, you know, for how I've delivered it on harp. And this is honest.
Awesome. Now visiting Texas, anytime, obviously quite different than hanging out on Vancouver Island. So any plans on heading back there?
Yes. I love songwriting, you know, a great deal. And I know that he needs a new Big Sugar record. So I know that I might be able to, you know, if I can head down there and do some writing and collaborate and stuff before his next Big Sugar record, that would be amazing. I might go for South by Southwest. I'm not sure.
Cool.
Just yet, but yeah, I've gone down twice to make two different records with him within 3 months, and both of them were without a doubt the most enjoyable experience I've had in my entire life making and writing records.
Amazing. Well, I want to thank you for the time, Sean. And where can people find your music?
They can find it on, well, all the platforms, right? You know, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, if that's your bag, Instagram, At the Harpoonist is my handle. Yeah, that's about it.
Awesome. This is Sean Hall, otherwise known as the Harpoonist, with his new musical partner in crime, Gordy Johnson of Big Sugar, with a new track called Show Me the Green on 89.3 The Raven. And that's right where it'll lead into the song there.
Great.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. I'll be editing this up into...